Welcome back, everyone, to the world of Delta Green. We just had to do it, didn't we? We got a taste of real power, of absolute power, and people thought we wouldn't go back for seconds. But my plate is clean, and I'm starving.
Jesus.
I'm, of course, talking about the wonderfully dark and cryptic game called Delta Green from Arc Dream Publishing. Welcome, everyone, new friends and old. This is Everything's a Mimic. My name is Nick, and I'll be the handler once again for the scenario. Before we go any further, however, I need to introduce our friend and dice witch from Ritual Cast. Please welcome Miserabelle. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, we're excited. This has been something we've been planning for a long time, and everybody that's been set up to play has been just pumped. I am very pumped. I read through this scenario and I'm pumped.
Yeah, I don't know anything and I'm excited.
Cool. So before we get into it, I want to ask you a couple questions. Is that cool?
Yeah, go for it.
So you make dice, beautiful dice. I have my Ritual 20 up here on my podium.
Oh, thank you.
What got you into making dice? Like, what about it was like, I want to do this now?
Honestly, just getting such an extensive dice collection and getting to the point where I was becoming really particular and kind of gravitating towards high-end dice. And then I saw another dice maker show their handmade dice and realized I could do it myself. And I've always been a big crafty person, and so I just dove into it full tilt and never looked back.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's actually something I've been wanting to toy around with, but I just have zero time.
It does take a lot of time.
But they look great, and I look forward to getting more dice from you soon. I have been checking the stores every time you do a drop, but man, you sell out so quickly.
I do. It's a bit of a problem. I'm a one-man operation, so everything is me.
Well, that's a good problem to have, though.
That's true.
So how long have you been playing tabletop role-playing games?
My first tabletop role-playing game was a second edition Dungeons & Dragons. I've been playing since I was in elementary school, actually.
Hell yeah.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, my older brother was a huge nerd, and I pretty much have him to thank for all of the cool stuff that I'm into. So he got me into gaming and tabletop games, and I've played pretty much every D&D edition you can think of.
That is sweet. Actually, yeah. My older brother got me into the idea. I never actually got to play. I remember making like character sheets when I was really little, and I would just draw them up, and then I'd go to like the local gas station and make copies of them. So I'd have like a huge stack of these character sheets that meant nothing because they. And then, it was. I've always wanted to play, but just never got the chance to. So that's awesome, though.
Yeah. When my brother and I were little, we used to go to the library and photocopy pages from like the monster manuals and stuff to play. So yep. I relate strongly to that.
I think that was what I enjoyed the most, was looking through the monster manuals that my brother had. I would look through those.
Yeah, they've always had really good art.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm immediately thinking of the Beholder from like first edition.
Yeah, just a flash of all the terrible arts.
Well, we are absolutely thrilled to have you join us for this game.
Me too. I'm really excited to play.
I think it's going to be great. So with that said, I don't think any other important introductions are in order. So I'm just kidding, guys. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves, the ones that are at our table and remote?
I mean, most people would know me, I would like to think, at this point.
Nope.
No. Oh. Well, I'm Andy, and I play a character that will be announced at a later date, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Chris, and I'm excited to try this Delta Green out.
Yeah, this is Chris's first foray into this game. Are you excited?
I am. Yeah.
What are your expectations?
Not really a lot of expectations. Don't really know too much of what to expect.
Well, expect to potentially die.
Expect to die.
That's always the case when I play these tabletop games.
Yeah. And I'm Ryan D, and I'm just here to have a good time.
as one does when they play games online with friends. Well, this will serve as our session zero, where we can talk about your agents, briefly talk about the scenario, and make sure that we're all on the same page as far as what's to be expected. So, just to put this out there, this scenario, much like most Delta Green campaigns and scenarios, contains a ton of violent and sometimes disturbing themes. Much of what the agents of Delta Green experience is considered paranormal, otherworldly, and downright unfathomable. These tones are usually drenched in blood and mystery. But our group, I think, we tend to kind of keep it light from time to time, and in the face of existential dread, a good joke sometimes helps break that tension. Mm-hmm. So, not all the time, but it's something to expect, I think, from us.
Yeah.
But be forewarned, if horror isn't your jam, this might not be something you want to listen to. With that said, I think I've done enough talking. Let's hear about your agents. Who wants to go first?
I mean, somebody. I can.
Andy?
I can do it.
Andy's always got his hand up. You guys just can't see it. He has his hand up like a little nerd.
I was just looking back and forth. Actually, I was just staring at Nick the entire time. Just what information do... I mean, because, you know, what are we looking for here?
How about occupation? What's your character's name?
So my character's name is Thomas Russell. He is a deputy sheriff of the Traverse County Sheriff's Department in Minnesota. Probably don't want to go give away too many, you know,
sure,
significant details.
What would be like his strong suits?
So he worked with his dad for a long time, and he's actually been I'm going to say that his dad kind of had ran a heavy equipment operation company, and he was basically, you know, learned the ins and outs of that. I'd say in his younger life, not his childhood really, but he's getting closer to 40 now, so he's an older guy, but not old. And he is divorced. He has an ex-wife and he has a son. Those are significant things in his life, as well as a bar in the town of.
Those are his bonds.
Yep.
His ex-wife.
His ex-wife is the first bond that will go.
Okay.
And then his bar thereafter, and then his son.
Okay.
So, the bar is more important than his ex-wife.
Yes. Is there people at the bar or just the bar in general?
It's the people at the bar, but it's more just the experience of going to a place where, you know, he can kind of, it's like its own little place where everyone's depressed and lonely together, so he can go and be depressed and lonely with other depressed and lonely people.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thomas Russell?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about how he got indoctrinated into Delta Green? Or do you want to save that for like little tidbits to drop during the...
I'll say that he was trying to make a traffic stop when he caught someone speeding down the highway, and he chased them for a while. They went off the road and he believed they would be dead, but they somehow managed to squirm their way out of the wreckage of the car, and he pursued them. And I think maybe we should leave some of it up to... But anyway, within that pursuit, there was some
strange goings-on.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right, Thomas Russell. Let me write these names down so I don't forget. I'll forget, but let me write them down.
You can call him Tom Russell, too.
Tom Russell?
Tom would be what
That's
he's
called. That's a strong name.
Yep.
Russell with two L's?
Yep.
Is it really?
Yep.
Oh, that was just a wild guess. Okay, cool. All right, who wants to go next?
I guess I can.
Chris with five S's.
Six, actually.
Oh.
You've been spelling it wrong this whole time.
Yep.
I just didn't want to say anything.
What is your agent's name?
His name is Zachary Turner, and he's a EMT for the Seattle Fire Department.
Nice. So he's an EMT in Seattle?
Yeah, for the Seattle Fire Department.
Okay. So that's something that this scenario takes place. It will be in the Seattle area. So yeah, so he's an EMT for the Seattle Fire Department. What are his strong suits? Obviously, probably medical.
Medical, and he's a gym rat, so he's pretty strong.
Okay.
Like that's one of his bonds, actually. The first one,
the
is,
gym.
Is the gym.
Is it a Planet Fitness?
No, but it should be, shouldn't it?
it should be a, I guess maybe like some obscure gym.
Nah, he'd be setting off the lunk alarm all the time in Planet Fitness. You know? Doesn't want any of that.
Okay. What other bonds does he have?
A wife and kids.
Okay.
He's got a wife, two kids.
And how... Do you want to talk about how he got indoctrinated into Delta Green, or do you want to save that?
Well, he's not actually really sure yet. He doesn't know what's going on. He got a letter.
He
told his chief that... His chief knew what it was all about and said, no, you've got to go.
So the chief was a friendly... Okay.
He was on a call where there were some weird burns on somebody, and they just kept yelling fire ants.
Okay. This is cool. No, I think this will work.
Yeah, he's not actually not in the know completely yet.
So I think how he would be he'd just be somebody who's on scene at whatever's going on. And so the actual agents would end up meeting up with you. So you actually might have some ties with Ryan D, because Ryan D is also playing somebody who's not officially in Delta Green. This could be cool. I actually kind of like the idea that Andy's character and Miz's character are actual agents.
Mm-hmm.
This will be fun.
Yeah, it'll be good.
So what about Miz?
Okay, let's see. I am playing Dr. Moira Ridley. She works.
That's a good name.
She works for Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. A specialty is surgeon. For bonds, her best bond is the mortician at the hospital, whose name is Trisha.
Nice.
That's her very best friend. Her brother, her twin brother, whose name is Murray Ridley, and her friend and ex-agent Chris Foltz.
Chris Foltz?
Foltz.
Foltz.
Yeah, she generally just calls him Foltz.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, let's see. She has done operations before. She's definitely an experienced agent. Let's see. She said you want to know a little bit of background about how they got into it?
Sure, yeah. Let's hear it.
Let's see. So she, working surgery, uncovered some... supernatural findings, and her and her partner at the time got really into it. She kind of pulled him along into Delta Green, and he unfortunately didn't make it. And so she's very protective over other agents, and specifically new agents, which I think is going to be fun for this.
Mm. Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Just real quick, you said Murray was your twin brother.
Yes.
Chris Foltz was your friend?
Yes.
And what was the other one?
My coworker, Trisha, the mortician.
That's right, Trisha. Yeah. Got it.
Trisha the mortician.
Mortricia.
Yeah. I definitely imagine there's some teasing on her part about that.
Trish the mortish.
Yep.
All right. And then Ryan D, you...
Why don't you tell me who I'm playing?
Yeah. So I'm going to be giving Ryan D... he's going to be joining us as a kind of like what he did for our previous campaign as Bo, who was somebody who wasn't really in Delta Green. He was more kind of there as a support character and rules lawyer. Since he's been playing this game longer than I have, it's really nice to have that extra voice. Miz, you've actually played this game quite a bit, right?
I haven't actually played. I've only been a handler, so I'm excited to play.
Okay, so I might lean on that too. I just don't know how to play the fucking game. I just say things and you guys follow along. So Ryan, you're going to play a deputy?
All right.
In the area?
Talk to me.
What
are you thinking, Andy?
There are only two states that don't have a sheriff's department, and I can't remember if Washington is one.
Washington's got a sheriff's department.
Okay, then yeah, it should be. I was going to say, I know Alaska doesn't, but because they have the state troopers instead.
Yeah.
So what's your name? Just give me a crazy name.
Bruce Osborne.
Deputy Bruce Osborne. Yep,
that's correct.
And you'll be also responding to this scene, and I'll provide you with a nice, beautiful little pre-gen sheet that you can just follow along with, and I can turn you into fodder.
Perfect.
Awesome. I think these are... I'm really, really, really pumped to start this game. And it's a shame that we're not playing today. But,
yeah. This is good. We need to get this stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This will be good. Is there anything else you guys want to add or say before I jump into this little prologue that I've written?
I do feel that I should mention, since Miz mentioned Mike, his incident that got him into the Delta Green would have been like 5 years ago. So there is potential that that would be up to you how many other jobs he's had. But I kind of have an idea that he has gone on several missions, whether they were significant or not. That's up to you. But he's been
sure
in it for 5 years. So however much that would expose him to things.
Yeah, I like the idea because in Fulminant, they just rush together a group.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, they've actually had some time to put a team together. And so it'd be kind of, I think it would behoove them to select some agents with some experience.
Yeah.
Especially having a surgeon and a sheriff, someone with experience with law enforcement and they're knowing their way around a gun. Does Moira, does she shoot?
Not particularly, no. Physical feats are not her strong suit.
Okay, so she's a brainy.
Yes.
Got brains.
Definitely brainy. Okay.
I'd say Thomas is great with a gun, and he's a great driver. Those are his two, because he drives all the time, because he's kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
So oftentimes responding to things requires him to drive, you know, a lot, so.
Okay.
On mine, I did forget to mention Zach was an army medic.
Okay.
Before he became an EMT, he became an EMT after he got out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's got some skill with a firearm. Not a lot.
Okay. Sweet. Is there anything you guys would like to say or add?
I think that's about it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Well, after I read this, I'm ending the call immediately. And I'm driving home. No, this is the last thing I have planned for today. All right. Jump into our imagination bus. What would a Delta Green have? It wouldn't be a bus. It would be a...
Imagination APC?
Yes. Jump into our imagination APC. Adam, what is that?
It's an armored personnel carrier.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Our view opens to the silhouetted city of Mill Creek, Washington, a place located 20 miles northeast of Seattle. A large cloud cover has gathered overhead, but oddly enough, there is no rain. The air is cool and calm. It's Wednesday, October 1st, 2003, 4:30 a.m. Our view moves along scattered traffic of the early risers navigating the streets, gently illuminated by amber streetlight. Several small buildings appear active, including coffee shops, bakeries, and diners. We come to a section of gated buildings and focus on a large, busy location. Several trucks and small fleet vans can be seen loading up the last of what look like bundles of newspapers. The building reads, Seattle Times, in big, illuminated Gothic lettering. Each vehicle is also stamped with this title. And as we move closer to a 2002 Nissan Sentra, we see a young Hispanic man close the trunk. He pats down his pockets, grabs his keys, and slaps a magnetic label with Seattle Times Delivery on the passenger door. The morning is busy. It has to be when you take the long route. But the pay is decent and gets Ernesto the simple things he enjoys along with a roof over his head. Ernesto doesn't care much for music, but listens to a lot of audiobooks. This morning, he was taking in the Da Vinci Code. As the morning continued, Ernesto dropped off at the coffee shops first, making sure to get a cup for the start of his rural home deliveries. I said rural home deliveries really well.
You did. Impressive.
Oh,
proud
man.
Of you.
The word rural just gets me.
Yeah.
The rural juror. Okay. We see the clock of the interior of Ernesto's car, and it reads 5:34 a.m. He takes a long sip of his coffee and tosses another paper out the window of his car as he approaches a cul-de-sac on 24th Drive Southeast. We see a gray cat with a collar skulking the bushes of the first house. Ernesto tosses out a paper into the driveway of the Hugh residence. He slowly begins the turn and readies another paper for the McCready residence. He tosses the paper out into the driveway and notices ahead at the Greaves residence, a murder of crows in the driveway. As he pulls up, some of them scatter, but as he tosses the paper out in their direction, They fly away, revealing a horrifying sight. Ernesto cups his mouth as he gasps, staring at a mutilated corpse surrounded by dark fluid. The floodlight of Mr. Greaves' house kicks on as the crows take off, giving Ernesto full view of the grotesque display. He exits his car, phone in hand, as he slowly approaches the scene, keeping his eyes on the surroundings. Our view pans up as we hear the phone line pick up.
911, what's your emergency?
Blackout.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And until next time, this is Everything's a Mimic.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for joining me. This was a great short little session zero. We will be back with a full episode in, I guess we're planning on releasing these every 2 weeks like we normally do. This will be on the off week of our regular release of Aurora, and it's going to be great. So prepare yourselves, prepare your minds, and be ready for anything. Yep. Also, Andy had made a great point. He was like, well, since my guy's a cop, do I get just whatever a cop would have? You guys, whatever you think your characters realistically would have, I'm totally cool with. Just don't go too wild, but I would like to, if there's something like while we're playing that you're like, I'd like to argue that my character would have this. I'm totally fine with that. We'll figure that out as we go, because I want to give you guys every opportunity to succeed, because I'm going to take every opportunity to kill.
Yep.
Like my character's hind helicopter, right?
Yep. This game is my opportunity to take out all my rage and frustration on Andy,
mm-hmm.
As he's a very good D&D player, but in this game, fuck your dice rolls.
Yep. So too high, apparently. Problem.
All right, that's it. Thank you guys so much again, and we will be back next time.
Goodbye, listeners.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us.
Suck up.
Yeah. Yeah, the biggest suck up there is.
I just hit record as well.
I didn't hear it beep.
As did I.
I heard it beep.
I heard it beep.
Yeah. Oh. It was over the top. Right,
everybody make a beep noise. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Beep.
Beep. Beep. Beep.
All right. Pause for edit. Someone start their car.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's mine. That's I got a church right outside my parking lot, and apparently some late night prayers are happening.
Ah.
Yep.
And usually, man, Jesus. It's a church.
Yeah.
Fucking church, bro. Time to worship the Lord.
What's a session zero? It doesn't need
to that's
run
good.
Too long.
It's like a little thing. A
little teaser. A little apple teaser.
And let me put on something to set the mood, tantalize the.
Stimulate the ganglia, you know.
The what?
I don't fucking know.
The ganglia. Goodbye.
That was to our listeners, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was to the listeners.
Should we be saying goodbye?
Yeah, everybody say goodbye to the listeners. I wonder if we could do like a handler view and then have something aiming at you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In our super clean table.
Yeah, really clean. No junk whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean it can be clean. By next week.
No,
I mean,
no,
behind,
no,
no, no. Behind me is just a bunch of lizards, so I don't know.
That's cool. Nice. I like that. I approve.
We need more lizards. All right. Ryan, put it on the budget. We're going to get some lizards.
All right, just copy that. Just let me know how many.
Right. A whole tub of lizards.
A whole ton of lizards?
Just in a whole
lizards?
Aquarium full, just jam-packed full of lizards.
It's like 500 lizards in
there. You said I could get as much as this would carry. So.
Yep.
Sweet.
And then we'll just send them to Miz after we're done.
Yeah, please. I'll take care of them all. I rescue everybody's lizards. It's bad.